Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are local leaders for Young Women United, Monica Giron and Charlene Bencomo, to talk to us about new medical regulations that recently went into effect in New Mexico. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you.
Hi, Emily. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. What is Young Women United? Monica?
So Young Women United is an organization for the state of New Mexico that passes policies and regulations for the people of New Mexico for healthcare.
Besides passing healthcare policies, how does that work and how long has it been around?
I know that Monica and I have both been involved at the local level, Young Women United, for the last 2 years. Not sure exactly how long that particular organization has been around in New Mexico, but they do lobbying work. They do work on developing legislation and policy. They do work involving advisory councils, which is how Monica and I got involved. Just asking different communities, different subcommunities within New Mexico, what they need and how they can help to improve access to healthcare in our state.
The new medical regulation is about prescribing contraception. What does it mean to allow trained pharmacists to prescribe contraception? Monica?
So what this means is it'll be more accessible for the women in New Mexico to go into their local pharmacy or grocery store that has a pharmacy. They'll be able to talk to the pharmacist that day and get whatever form of birth control they need prescribed that same day. So they'll walk out with their birth control that day.
And why are these changes important to women in our rural communities and to everyone in New Mexico?
Particularly in our rural communities, there are individuals who do not have access to a primary care provider, so they may be traveling long distances to get to a doctor, but they still need access to that contraception within a shorter time frame than they could access a primary care provider. So with that being said, they would be able to walk into a local pharmacy, grocery store that has a pharmacy, like Monica mentioned, speak to a pharmacist, have a brief screening completed, and if there are no outlying risks, according to that pharmacist, they could be actually administered the prescription that day. So that's huge, a huge celebration for women in rural communities that need better access and more efficient access to contraception.
So do people have to go in to get a physical before having a contraception prescribed to them by a pharmacist?
So right now, the way the regulation stands, they will have to go through a screening that is based on the procedures recommended by the World Health Organization. So the pharmacist will go through a screening, but it is not actually an exam.
But the woman who needs to get the contraception, does she have to get a physical?
Well, what Charlene is saying is that when she goes in to see the pharmacist, there will be an actual screening. So there will be some questions asked to make sure that she gets put on the right birth control. If she's already on some sort of birth control and is requesting that same, you know, sort of method, they'll give it a go ahead. So every one of these pharmacists will be trained and certified in how to go about prescribing the birth control.
So it's really just a screening, just question and answer. And if there are outlying risks, then they will be referred back again to a primary care physician so they can figure out what is right for that particular individual.
So if it's a young girl who's never gone to a primary care physician, will they not prescribe it to them?
That would really be up to the pharmacist and how they felt about that particular case. That's the wonderful thing about being able to trust in the trained and certified pharmacists that will be giving out these prescriptions or giving out referrals back to people's primary care. It's obviously about patient health and safety primarily, but also for women who need it and who do know what they need and have visited a primary care physician to access efficiently the contraception that they need.
And is it a common practice for pharmacists to be able to prescribe contraception?
So they haven't actually been prescribing it per se. Usually the doctor, your primary care provider, is the one who writes out the prescription. The pharmacist fills it. But so the difference now, the huge difference, is that this will all happen at the pharmacy, right? And so this is amazing. I mean, for all women of New Mexico, me personally, I have ran out of birth control at some point, right? Like I'm on my last pill. And then I have to think about, well, I don't even have the time to make an appointment with my primary care provider. Sometimes I have to wait a week or longer. And every woman knows that if you skip a pill or you wait a little bit, the effectiveness is reduced tremendously. So this is the benefit of this regulation is that you'll be able to go in, talk to the pharmacist, and have your prescription filled that same day.
And how has your primary care provider or the medical field embraced this new regulations?
Well, I think before we even go into that, going back to your previous question about how common it is for pharmacists to be able to prescribe the medication, this is a huge celebration for the state of New Mexico, as we are only the fourth state in the nation to pass this type of regulation. So it really puts New Mexico in the forefront of healthcare, which is a great celebration. A lot of times we hear a lot of the downside about being in our state. So this is absolutely a celebration for the individuals who helped get this regulation passed. And as far as healthcare providers, how they're feeling about this, the good thing is that when this regulation was being developed and presented, the Nursing Association, the Medical Association, and the Pharmacy Association, in collaboration with Young Women United and the ACLU of New Mexico, all helped to do research and to make sure that this was a safe, effective, and also something that was going to be very useful for our community prior to having it passed.
You talked about being one of four states that people in those communities are going to be able to benefit from that. Will this regulation apply to also people living in the bordering cities and towns, including Texas, Arizona, and Colorado?
Yeah, so people from these neighboring states will be able to come into New Mexico, and they can get their medication prescribed also at these pharmacies. The only thing is, you know, if they're wanting their insurance to cover it, they would really have to check with their insurance beforehand to see if it would get covered. But there's not an issue with the birth control being prescribed.
So these contraceptions are being covered by insurance?
Yes.
If one's insurance already covers particular types of contraception, then yes, this regulation will not change anything to do with how it is covered or co-pays that may go along with prescriptions that are received by individuals. So it won't change any of that. So like Monica was saying, if a person comes from Arizona or Texas and they're seeking that care, they may have out-of-state benefits that would apply, or, you know, they would definitely have to check with their insurance to find out exactly what would be covered.
And who do they go to find out more information if they have questions about this new medical regulation?
So we have a website, which is youngwomenunited.org. We also have a Facebook page and Twitter, so they can go there for more information.
And Facebook is the same?
Yeah, they look up Young Women United, and we're out of Albuquerque, but serve the whole state.
You're both here from Las Cruces. How did you find out about Young Women United?
About 2 years ago, we were both involved in an advisory council for Healthcare Alliance here in the state of New Mexico. And since a lot of policy work and legislation is focused on the northern part of our state, they saw the need for more information coming from Las Cruces and other surrounding areas. So we were able to participate on some focus groups and get some other information together for them through those focus groups. So hopefully more information about what was uncovered during that will come out later this year as well.
Are you both in the medical field?
No. I am actually, I was a special education teacher for 13 years, and I left that, and currently I'm a graduate student here at New Mexico State University.
And I'm self-employed, and I do work out of Las Cruces and live here, and I grew up here. And the reason I stay involved with Young Women United and what drives me and is my passion is this organization is amazing about really making us aware of the stigma and the judgment that women receive when they're seeking treatment, right? Whether it be birth control, whether it be the way they birth their babies, right? Whether it be home care, home births, or in the hospital. What we try to do as an organization is erase that stigma, erase that judgment, that shame that comes with being a woman in New Mexico and seeking medical treatment.
It's a nonprofit organization. Do you have monthly meetings where you invite people to attend?
So there is actually an office of paid individuals, a director that work out of Albuquerque. Many of the other operations that they run, like the focus groups that we did for the Healthcare Alliance, are they just seek different individuals to either volunteer or they are stipend based. I know Monica had the opportunity, and she's being very humble here. She's also a fabulous artist. She had the opportunity to participate in one of their art shows that was used as a platform to discuss the issues that women face around reproductive health care.
Yeah, this was this past December, so December 2016, and it was an amazing art show that again covered the stigma and the shame that women receive when seeking out health care. Specifically regarding pregnancy and pregnancy-related issues. And the art show was amazing. It was an interactive art show. We had quite a few pieces and displays, and we had an opening night. A lot of people from the community came out and supported us. Young Women United does amazing, amazing work for all of New Mexico.
Well, with this new medical regulations, with helping prescribe contraceptions by trained pharmacists, so this is something new. Will you be helping other young women learn more about it? And is it in effect right now?
The regulation actually went into effect last Friday, so that's a huge celebration. But like with any new thing, and as you said, the very important part is that they are trained and certified pharmacists. So the Pharmacy Association is working currently to roll out that new training for pharmacists who are interested. And hopefully, you know, future work will allow for pharmacists to be compensated for that new work and that extra time that they will be taking to actually take in these health screenings and follow all the protocol to ensure that the patients that arrive at their pharmacy are safe.
So a woman could go to a pharmacy today and get a contraception?
Not today. So since it recently passed, the regulation passed, the pharmacists still have to get trained. They still have to go through the training and get certified, and this will happen before the end of the year.
So now what's next with your work with Young Women United?
As I mentioned a little bit earlier, we will be sharing some of the information gathered from the Healthcare Alliance that we participated in, the focus groups surrounding the needs for healthcare in our area. But if people are interested in looking a little bit more at some of the art that Monica was discussing earlier from the Let It Bloom series, that will be available beginning in October at the Brannigan Cultural Center.
Well, I really appreciate you both sharing the information about pharmacists being able to prescribe contraception and about Young Women United.
Yes, thank you, Emily, so much for helping us get the word out there, and hopefully more information will be coming soon.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. Young Women United are local leaders Monica Giron and Charlene Bencomo. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.